March 6. Open the door. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. Revelation 3:20. When the heart is emptied of self-importance, the door will be open to Christ, because you will recognize his knock. But unless you clear away the rubbish that keeps the Lord Jesus out, he cannot possibly enter, for he forces no entrance. In the visions of the night, I have been bearing a decided testimony that the Lord Jesus will be found of all who will seek him with a whole heart and lay hold of him by faith. I was addressing you with intensity of earnestness. Answer the prayer of Christ for unity and put away the suspicions with which Satan has been trying to lead you astray. Dismiss the enemy, and then the Spirit of the Lord will lift up for you a standard against the enemy. The prosperity of the soul depends upon Christ's atoning sacrifice. He came to this world to obtain righteousness in our behalf. Our first work is to strive most earnestly for spiritual blessings in order that we may be kept loyal and true amidst the perils of these last days, kept from yielding one inch to Satan's devices. It is the duty of everyone to make straight paths for his feet, lest the lame be turned out of the way. We have no time to lose. The prosperity of the soul depends upon the oneness that Christ prayed might exist among those who believe in him. They are to be one with him as he is one with the Father. Drawing apart from one another is not God's plan, but the plan of the artful foe. For we are to beware of those who are denying their past experience and who, through specious devising, would, if possible, deceive the very elect. He who is our advocate in the heavenly courts is acquainted with every particular of the deceptive wiles of those who are doing this work. Those who are departing from the faith are at work to undermine the confidence of others, and they have been thus at work for years. Our warnings come from the one who is interested in us, because he sees our dangers and is acquainted with the conniving of those who are opposed to his truth. He who is our intercessor in the heavenly courts will purify his people. Christ will perfect his saints. Letter 90, March 6, 1906, to the brethren assembled in council at Graysville, Tennessee.